Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive, really getting into the strategy behind planning content for nutritional supplements. We're looking at material from the marketing tutor, trying to figure out how a content calendar works in this, pretty specific field.
Exactly. We're talking about the supplement content calendar. Think of it less like just a schedule and more like a really smart plan. Especially for vitamins and health stuff, it helps brands talk clearly, consistently. It's like a roadmap for sharing the right information.
Okay, a roadmap. Let's unpack that. What are the key signposts on this map? What makes it work?
Right. So a good content calendar needs clear parts. The marketing tutor material lays out, I think, 8 components, but 4 are absolutely key. First, content topics. What are you actually going to talk about?
Okay, like vitamin C or...
Yeah, but more specific. Not just vitamin C, but maybe how vitamin C supports immunity based on X study or... approved ways to talk about vitamin C benefits. You have to be careful with claims.
Ah, right. So it's about being specific and accurate from the get-go. What else?
Then, publishing dates. When are you sharing this stuff? Consistency is huge here.
So people know when to expect something new.
Exactly. And then, target audience. Who are you actually talking to?
Not just everyone.
Definitely not. You need to know if you're talking to, say, athletes, or maybe new moms or older folks worried about bone health. It changes how you talk.
Okay. Topics, dates, audience. What's the fourth one?
Content format. Is it a blog post?
Yeah.
A video? An infographic? A short social media tip? You tailor the format to the audience and the topic.
Got it. And the marketing tutor says this kind of strategic planning isn't just, busy work. It actually makes the marketing better.
Absolutely. Better results, more effective communication.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Why should a brand actually invest the time? Building this map sounds like work. Let's talk benefits.
Oh, the benefits are significant. A solid plan like this makes your content better, helps you work faster, and builds way more trust.
Trust seems like a big one in the supplement world. How does planning help there?
Well, it creates consistent branding. People start to see you as reliable. And it boosts enhanced audience engagement because, like we said, they know when to expect information from you.
Mm-hmm.
This consistency is super important. The marketing tutor site even gives examples like how it helps local efforts. Maybe boosting sales in a specific town, like Royal Wootton Bassett they mentioned.
Huh. So even for really local marketing, that consistent, trustworthy voice matters.
Totally. It means your message is solid, whether it's a big national campaign or something just for one community.
Okay, so it builds trust. What about saving time and money? You mentioned working faster.
Yeah, that's a huge one. Better resource optimization.
Mm.
Planning ahead means less last-minute rushing, fewer mistakes, less stress trying to get things approved quickly.
Right, less scrambling.
Exactly. And that leads to increased productivity. You're not wasting time fixing problems. You're spending time making good content even better.
Which leads to quality, I guess. Does planning improve the actual content itself?
It does, because it makes you plan for monitoring performance. You decide how you'll measure success. Are people reading the article? How long do they stay? Are they clicking?
Tracking things like website traffic, maybe?
Yeah, or time on page. Especially for complicated health topics, you need to know if people are understanding it. And seeing those numbers lets you adjust based on insights.
So you learn what works and what doesn't and make the next post better.
Precisely. It's a cycle of improvement.
So this clear map means essentially better stories, a stronger connection, because the information stays fresh, relevant, consistent.
You got it. And if you think bigger picture, this whole plan helps brands walk that line between promotional content, selling stuff, and being a helpful teacher with educational content.
Balancing selling with educating.
In supplements, that balances everything. You often sell by teaching effectively and ethically.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway? A detailed content plan for nutritional supplements seems critical for trust, for efficiency, for quality.
Especially given the rules and, the health focus.
Right. So if this kind of planning, this detailed mapping, works so well when the stakes are high, like in health, it makes you think, doesn't it? What other parts of life, maybe professional or even personal projects, could benefit from applying a really detailed content map? Something to mull over. Definitely check out the insights over at The Marketing Tutor for more on this.